There are those criminals that get out on bail and decide to skip bail and go on the run. For those individuals, there are people who hunt them down. They are called bounty hunters. And we are going with them to bring these criminals to justice. Sort of. And they are not always human.
It's a price on your head, whether dead or alive. You can run, you can hide, you think that'll do you good? No, you duck. We'll be brought to the light, find you the darkest corner, the recess of the universe. We don't break, we don't play, it ain't a game. When we tag toes or bags, a bounty hunter on your head, we out of space, not out of space. We got room, most fear, so be afraid, so hope will no days. You ever hear the bounty hunters is after you? It's two ways to capture, no funny business, no laughing matter. Everyone gets their turn before they done. You just made the wrong one. Everyone gets their turn before they done. You just made the wrong one. Everyone gets their turn before they done. You just made the wrong one. Witness.
We last left off with Joe being trapped in his house with what seemed to be a demon, and Gus running back in against Jimmy's wishes to save her.
Joe, are you okay? I'm coming to get you.
Gus entered the house, and it was extremely quiet, almost like he was being watched from all directions.
Joe, where are you?
Gus, get out, run!
Not without you. Where are you?
You should have left when you had the chance.
Oh, you think I'm trapped in here with you, huh? That's cute. No. You are trapped in here with me. Whoa. You got terrible M as well. Man, this is looking to be bad night for you, Mr. Demon Voice.
Oh, well, you want to play the tough guy character with me. Don't forget, I'm a motherfucking demon. Let's see how tough your friend here really is.
You SOB, if you hurt her again, I'm opening this container and you're coming with us.
Oh, you mean like this? Whoops. I know you said stop, but sometimes I don't know my own strength.
I'm tired of you playing with me.
No, not the container!
The demon was sucked into the container, and Joe appeared out of thin air, her fingers all broken in different directions.
Joe, are you okay? We got it.
I've had worse, but damn, that demon was tough.
Are you guys okay? I'm coming in.
We're fine. No need to come in. We already took care of it. No thanks to you. How much do you think this bounty is worth? 1 mil?
It better be, with my bones being destroyed.
But your fingers.
I'll be fine. Let's go.
Gus and Joe went to the basement, and what they saw would make the toughest of us puke.
What is this?
It looks like a shrine. To Lorraine.
More like a stalker's headquarters.
There's pictures of her everywhere. From when she was alive and after she was killed. Who would take these? And there are phone records, social media prints everywhere.
Look over there. There's a candle that looks like it was just used recently.
That probably means the killer was here.
Holy crap, Jimmy. Where did that come from?
Supernatural being, remember?
Do that again and I'll kill you. Even with my broken fingers.
Let's call Mo and get people down here to take all this ASAP.
This just got a whole lot weirder.
Yeah, way weirder, if that's possible.
Gus, Joe, look at that over there. Is that a dead body?
Sure is. And it looks like it's been here for a long time. Let's see if there is any ID.
Back at the SBHA, Our team had identified the deceased body they found in the basement.
Hey, 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 I know. I know. You guys are wondering the identity of our basement mummy.
That's an odd way to say it, but yes.
Turns out, he's an agent of the SBHA that went missing.
Okay, and what's so weird about that? From what I know, our agents go missing all the time.
He went missing in 1980.
Boom, there it is.
You know how I do, Jim Jam.
Focus. Who is he?
His name was Wally Jensen.
Wait, what? Jensen?
Yes, Jensen.
You mean the same Jensen family as our ghost?
Correctamundo.
Wasn't expecting that. What's the relation?
This basement mummy is Lorraine's daddy-o.
Bombshell, rocket, froggy.
Will you knock it off? Jeez, you're like childish on video games, it seems like.
You're no fun. Anyways, before I was so rudely interrupted, he went missing on a huge case involving the underground world of the supernatural. He was close to solving the case of who the top dog was there, but he never came back.
Great job, Froggy.
They don't call me the top analyst for nothing, my man.
Look at these losers. I think they're top shelf around here. Newsflash. I brought in 20 bounties in the time it took you to bring in that one. Pathetic.
Shut the fuck up, Deadlock. Everyone knows you're just a poster boy because you kissed the boss's ass.
What did you say to me?
Knock it off, all of you, before I put you all in a timeout. Don't think I won't do it, Froggy. Stop giving that look. Oh, wait, sorry. That's just your face. I apologize. Jimmy, Gus, and Joe, you have to meet with the weapons specialist in 5 minutes. Don't be late.
Gentlemen, welcome to my world. Everything you see in here was created and mastered by yours truly.
Wow. I've never seen half of these weapons in my life.
He always goes above what we need. Like last year, he created a gun that shoots acid out of it. When do we need that kind of thing?
Hey, it's better to be safe than sorry. And you'll thank me later. I have created new armor required by all agents to wear in the field now. And body cams to ensure that no one is being possessed on their way back to us. And yes, before you ask, it has happened before. Wasn't pretty.
Hey guys, our demon friend wants to talk. Might be our only chance.
Ah, yes. Just the person I was asking for. How are the fingers, Joe?
I've been through worse, but from what I've read on you, so have you. This isn't your first run-in with bounty hunters. From the file, it seems like you've been through our favorite rogue hunter shoot first. Quite a few times.
Don't you dare speak that name in my presence. That man is scarier than any demon I've had the displeasure of knowing. Whatever you do, keep him away from me.
Tell us what you know, then.
I'm just a local demon. I don't know anything.
They all say that. It's time to stop playing games. What is with the dead body we found in the basement you were guarding? There was no ID.
That is none of your concern.
Okay, do you know where Shoot First is these days? I'm sure he wants to speak to our demon friend.
No, don't. I'll tell you what I know. Just keep him away from me.
Speak. Now.
Okay. So you see, some demons are born natural demons. Never been human. And some are made by other means.
What do you mean? Are made?
The body you found was my human body before I turned into a demon. I performed a ritual to be turned into one, but the rule states that you must protect the body of your former self until it naturally disappears back into the world. Hence why I was protecting mine.
So what happens if it's not protected?
Nothing good. Whoever has control or ownership of my former body has control over me, and they can summon me to do anything they wish. Kind of a downside of the whole not being born a natural demon, right?
Wait, is that why Shoot First has been after you?
Now you're picking up the clues. Yes, he wants to use me as a hunting tool to take down other demons. I was a former agent here a long time ago. I figured the only way I could get close enough to finding the information I needed was to, well, become a demon myself.
That's actually kind of smart. Dumb, but smart.
We have got to find Shoot First before he finds out that body is no longer being guarded.
Sizzcast presents Bounty Hunters, created, produced, and directed by Tom Young. Written by Joe Spirit and Tom Young. Starring the voice talents of Scott Kelly as Gus Roscoe, Victoria K. Mayer as Joe Darcy, Otis Brogdon Jr. as Shoot First, Peter Zhang as Jimmy Travis Tyler, Matt Coles as Mo, Ben Eckert as Froggy, Sean Joseph as Unknown, Aiden Morgan as Deadlock, Julie Hoverson as Lorraine Jensen, Connor Statton as Wally Jensen, Demon, and Drukak Ugarek. Our audio editor was Clea Cullen. And I'm Frank Guglielmelli, the narrator for Bounty Hunter, a Sizzcast production.